Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables. I am Master Yoda. Master Yoda, I am. And my pupil, you are. And this is your fellow pupil, Jackie.
I will...
Your fellow pupil, this is.
I refuse to be introduced in that manner. Thank you very much. Anyway,
before we
get into any of our stupid... anything or whatever we do on this podcast, whatever the heck we do, I don't really know what we do. We just talk. But before we get into that audio that we spit out from our face holes, just want to say we are kind of making a backlog of episodes because school's starting soon. So
school starts when this episode comes out. School starts for me tomorrow. So we're going to talk about that later, but not now.
Sometimes we might accidentally reference an episode that has not yet released. Because what we're doing, we're putting a bunch of episodes on the back burner so that in case, be it exams or a really busy school week, then we don't have to worry about recording an episode. So sometimes
essentially what we're doing is we're just going to start, instead of recording two episodes a week, we're going to start recording... like every time we have a recording session, we'll probably record two episodes instead of just one, so that we can build up a nice collection of episodes that can just sit on my USB drive and suffer alone and maybe never get posted. Who knows? But hopefully they will.
And if that USB drive gets lost, we're done.
Yeah, we're going to lose hours of work. Well, not yet. Not yet, because we haven't put any back drive on there.
Lies in the hands of like a 2-inch USB drive, and I am not happy.
And anyway, a very clumsy human being is where that USB drive is.
All that serious warning stuff aside, now we're going to start our stupid blabbering. So
let me start off with, you remember last Thursday? Mm-hmm. When I talked about drinking an entire cup of lead water?
Indeed I do.
I just drank another one.
I'm still convinced that it's, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm very sad because I just, being the dumb butt that I am, I just drank another glass of lead water.
So and then you almost did it again. Okay, so like, no joke, like 15 minutes ago, he's just in the bathroom and he flushes the toilet and all that. And then, no joke, he almost gets more water.
For reference, he was not watching me in the bathroom. This is a secondhand story.
He was.
You're saying it as if you
no,
were there.
No. The reason I know this is because at the same time you were texting me while on the toilet, as you put it. You were trying to, I quote you right now, you said you were, quote, trying to poop out your lead.
That was a private message that was not intended to end up on this podcast, but okay.
Well, okay.
That's fine.
Well, here's another thing. Connor, what do you do when you're in the shower?
Thank you for exposing my last name to the entirety of the universe.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. I just revealed his last name. Bleep that out. Anyway, we're kind of on the topic of... toiletries and bathrooms. So Connor, what do you do in the shower? What do you do to
you
pass
said
time?
It again. I'm gonna say yours if you're not careful, and I'm the editor, so you don't know if that crap could get bleeded out.
I'm so sorry, Connor.
Bleeped out. Oh my. All right, Jackie.
Okay, sorry, we'll stop. We're giving you too much work to do.
The good thing is this episode doesn't have to be edited for a while because we're finally recording in advance due to this backlog that we're trying to create.
Anyway, on the topic of bathrooms and toiletries and all that, because you refuse to tell me what you do in the shower, I will proudly say that I have constant and violent debates with myself.
Violent? Like you're like attacking yourself? Like physically?
Oh, I go. I'm savage on myself. I will rip myself apart. I'm so good at debating myself. I always win. I always win the debates with myself.
I mean, you're on both sides, so you always lose as well.
Shut up, Connor. No,
oh, I just dropped
opinion.
And almost lost the infamous USB stick that is full of all hard work.
I also sing very buoyantly.
You know what I sing in the shower?
That sounded bad. Da 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 da.
Why is this conversation about the shower even coming up? We're so weird.
Because we were good. Because, okay, I don't know if you people have listened for a bit probably do know this, but we kind of do just plan random things to talk about beforehand. Just because
we don't really plan them most of the time, they're just
no
totally
idea
random.
How hard it is just to go into an episode. You need something to lead. You need something to lead to naturally lead you into the topic at hand. I don't really know what how showers naturally lead you into the topic at hand, but in some way it probably works. If I really try to reach for a connection, it would probably work. Anyway, today we're talking about nostalgia.
Well, wait, I haven't told you what I do in the shower yet. Okay. By the way, you make it sound as if we're like thinking beforehand, like aggressively about what to rant about.
I kind of just think like, huh, I need a way to, because when you always go, hello there, and welcome to the Unwatchables, and then I'm just like, what do I say?
Yeah, I leave you, you have the difficult job.
I was like, okay, so I just brought on the job of saying something random and just going with it, so that we have something to talk about. See? We're going with it now, we're 6 minutes in, and constant conversation, see?
I get the very easy job of just saying, hello there, and welcome to another episode of
the Unwatchables. And I'm just over here like,
And you never know what to say afterwards.
And I'm like,
I think my favorite response of yours is, yes.
So in this episode, you could summarize this beginning as, hello there, Connor. So Connor goes, hello there, welcome to another episode of the Unwatchables. And I go, Connor, what do you do in the shower?
That sounded really creepy.
It does. But now I regret talking about the shower right now. Because beforehand I was thinking, what's something I could just rant about beforehand? I'm like, the shower. Most of my thinking gets done in the shower. So
essentially what we're saying is we just usually the easiest way to start an episode is to rant about something entirely random.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what do I do in the shower? I think what I usually end up doing in the shower, weirdly enough, is dramatically acting out scenes from movies.
I can imagine you dramatically acting out the lightsaber fight from Revenge of the Sith.
I have acted out lightsaber fights.
What? In the shower. Are you serious?
No. Hopefully.
Well, guess what, guys? I can tell you that Connor's not very good at... Neither of us are very good at hiding things, especially joking, because around, like, around 30 minutes ago, I convinced Connor that I was going to college next year.
We're very gullible.
Okay, so this doesn't really expose anything about myself, but I'm 16.
Well, you did not convince me. I didn't believe you for a second.
I know. I said we're both terrible at convincing. So I'm 16, and I convinced Connor that I was skipping junior year. I tried to convince you that I was skipping junior year altogether, and that I was just skipping right to senior year this year and going to college next year. And I thought I was getting somewhere. Did I like convince you at all?
Well, here's what happens when people are trying to convince me of things. Eventually, I get bored of denying them, so I'm just like, for the record, I do not believe you, but I will go along with this.
And you did that to me, and it kind of frustrated me. You're like, oh, come on.
So I started just answering your questions and asking you questions about it, but I still didn't really believe you.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, speaking of, I think this is a good contestant, because speaking of college and what we do in the shower, we cry about nostalgia things.
Nostalgia, let's go.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. This was a long, lengthy, random, and useless transition into this segment, we don't have segments. That's too organized
Connor,
for bums like us.
Do you want to hear the simplest definition of nostalgia? A bitch.
That's my line.
Then say it.
Nostalgia is a bitch.
Indeed.
My mom is probably like, "Connor, what are you saying?" I'm sorry, it's true.
Oh, you're gonna get howler.
Ronald Weasley, how dare you do that?
Weasley, how dare you use that word?
Oh, by the way, before we get into nostalgia, one more thing. You know how I always complain about how Harry named his son after Snape?
Yep.
I found the real name. At the end of Deathly Hallows, the Ford Anglia should have ran over Voldemort right as he was going to kill Harry. And then he could have named his child Ford Anglia Potter.
That's beautiful.
So yes, nostalgia. We are talking about nostalgia because I start high school tomorrow. Yay.
So that is really okay. People who don't know us don't really think that's, I don't think people would really think that's nostalgic, but
yeah, it's an interesting situation that we found ourselves in.
We have both kind of been homeschooled since the beginning.
Very different definition of homeschooling though, for at least the past couple of years.
Like we're not the, okay. I know there are people who like just sit at their table, their parents teach them, they teach them that.
For the clarification, I haven't learned a class from my mom other than maybe one for like a good 3 or 4 or maybe 5 years.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but what I do is I go to an online school. I explained this in the last episode. I talked about it a bit in the last episode. So you can
literally what we do is essentially just school
online,
online, like at your home. It's like essentially what everyone is doing now because of the pandemic.
They're teachers, except that we have an unbelievably crazy amount of homework. We have like 2 hours a day for each class. I just dropped a key.
I could drop this really important USB in a vent if you want.
Well, guess what? When you were looking, I took this. Dang it! I took this USB key, plugged it into the USB, and now I have it all in this metallic key.
You see, somehow I ended up becoming the editor, and this puts a lot of me, your good well-being, into my hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I could just swear all I want and make your life so, so hard.
Except maybe instead of censoring it, I could just silence you.
Connor, I can say your last name how many times? It's like an infinite amount of times. I can say it.
Why am I? Well, this is what happens. Guys, if you make a podcast, don't become the editor.
No, I know. Okay. Can torture you. I've offered to be to edit some episodes so many times. You're like, no, I like editing. It's relaxing. It's fun. I have nothing else to do.
It actually is kind of fun.
Boo hoo hoo.
And just chill there, play video games while you're editing.
Okay.
It's fun.
I'm like, okay, sure.
And now you're gonna have something else to edit soon.
Oh no, I hate editing. Boo hoo hoo. Anyway, we're left.
I'm just messing around.
We're 12 minutes in.
I'm giving them a sneak peek.
Nostalgia.
Here's a little sneak peek.
Nostalgia.
I'm giving them a sneak peek. The reason he's not editing is because he's going to have something else to edit soon. That's all you get to know. But yeah. So due to us sort of being homeschooled for, what, good teenage years, all of our lives, essentially, I just realized I'm probably a lot younger than I think I am.
Well, you're 14.
Yeah, no. I'm literally saying that I literally, like, 4 months... When we started this podcast, I was in middle school or junior high?
Junior high? You were 13?
Yeah, something like that. And I feel like that probably much younger than they thought. But yeah, guys, yeah. So it's just, I don't know, nostalgia just seems kind of relevant because there's a lot of stuff from
old life. It's like leaving your childhood behind.
That we are leaving behind. Well, not you. You already did.
I left it 2 years ago.
That I am leaving behind, like stuff that I have done for years and stuff. And I'm going to school for, like, real school. I'm not being a wuss like him and going to online school. Just kidding. I think online school is very respectable. I'm going to a brick and mortar school, as all the weird online school teachers call it.
Everyone calls it that.
No, most people just call it regular school, and we're in the
online
weird tip school.
What defines regular school? Boring school?
Regular school, by the definition of most of the community, is a brick and mortar school.
Well, guess what? I don't care what the majority says. I care what the actual definition is. Let's Google this. What is, quote, regular school?
Like, a physical school counts as regular school. Because this hurts.
Okay, I just want to say this hurts. When I Google regular school, the first thing that comes up is normal school. You guys are so normal.
Jackie, the thing that I'm not saying it's any different. I'm just saying it counts as regular school, as a real school, because is the norm. It is the norm for everyone to go to a brick and mortar school. Thus, it is the regular thing.
But because of COVID, which is really interesting. Like, the school I'm going to, the amount of students is basically doubled.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of people who, like, I know my neighbors, maybe. Well, no, not my neighbors, but someone my mom knows, I think. No, it's not my neighbors, yeah. Someone my mom knows used to have kids that go to school, and now they're just thinking about homeschooling altogether because they don't like the way their school handled the online school.
I will say homeschooling is pretty awesome.
Oh, homeschooling rocks.
Homeschooling was
awesome.
Remember
how we were talking about museums? I ain't never going to them again. Yep. No field trips at the school I'm going to.
One thing that really, you know what? Okay, forget it. We're just going to talk about school and homeschool in this episode. We can talk about nostalgia in another day.
Well, it is talking about nostalgia. Talking about things that make us nostalgic.
One thing that's always annoyed me so much is people assume that if you homeschool, you automatically don't have friends. You don't see people.
Oh my gosh. That's homeschool stereotypes are the funniest yet worst thing ever.
Like I'm fine with some of them. Kind of like some of the stereotypes are funny, but other times, like, I've gone to the dentist and they say, like, oh, what school do you go to? I'm like, oh, I homeschool. And they're like, oh, do you have friends? I'm like, lady, what the heck are you talking
about? Yeah, the first question is always, oh, do you have friends?
It's annoying.
Like, yeah, I have friends. There are other homeschooled kids in the world.
Yep.
I think we are a strange type of homeschooling, though. Like, a lot of homeschooling is just sitting in your house with your parents.
Yeah, I know that homeschooling, I feel like a lot of people who don't homeschool, I think imagine homeschooling as live in a log cabin in the middle of nowhere. You're too far from school. You're wearing overalls all day. And you just teach yourself school. I think that's what a lot of people think of school is.
Like, there's questions that I get from kids that are like, how do you have friends? You get to sit on the couch in your pajamas all day? Which, actually, I could wear my pajamas for a while if I wanted to. I don't want to, but I could.
Right, and one thing that's really funny is people, like, if you're homeschooling, you can basically just wear whatever you want. Well, not whatever you want. The school I go to actually does have like a slight dress code. You're not allowed to like wear pajamas, but
have to wear like a top that doesn't look like a top that's like modest and doesn't have like crap all over it, right?
Yeah, like profanity.
Because they can't see your legs.
Yeah, you know, just wear reasonable clothing. It's pretty simple. But what I was saying is, if you're homeschooling,
school I'm going to has like a crazy dress code where you have to wear like a suit and like tie and stuff. So that's
yeah, but if you're homeschooling, especially if you could do an online school with like with classmates and stuff like that, and it's like, so if you go to an online school that's basically a normal school but online, the thing is you basically have to have full control over your own curriculum. You have to have the self-control. You if you go to school, then cheating's not as hard. But if you go to regular school, I mean, if you go to online school, then you have to have the self-control to be honest in your tests and schoolwork, you know? And that is really, it's really good for life reasons. Like, it really teaches you not to cheat if you can, like, teach yourself not to cheat in tests and stuff.
Don't you also have to have, like, a parent, like, watch over you?
Yeah, you do, but...
Interesting question. Do you actually have your mom do that, or does she just trust you?
She is there. I she's not, like, over my shoulder, but something just fell next to me.
Rip.
So, what I usually do is, sorry, be right back. I think something just fell outside my door. You just talk. I will be back in one sec. Just carry on the conversation.
Rest in peace. Yeah, it's just interesting, because when you take those tests, he's right. You do have to sort of teach yourself, like, self-restraint. And you, like, can't just be like, oh, yeah. Like, you theoretically, it would be very easy to just be like, Google it. Because you're obviously alone. I mean, your parent is in the general vicinity somewhere. But you're obviously alone. So it is very good to have that to, like, you know, show you that you do need to have some control over yourself. And it's a very good life lesson. How have we started talking about life lessons instead of movies?
Okay, I just got back. I didn't hear what you said, but...
I literally just repeated the same thing you said in different words.
Okay, cool. So, you ask about my parent being there. What we usually do is...
Wait, what fell over?
What? Oh, my sister just tripped down the last step by accident.
Oof.
Yeah, so what we usually do is she's not like just standing over my shoulder the entire time. What we do is she is constantly in that area to make sure that I'm not using any outside sources, you know?
Like in the general vicinity. She's not going to be like sitting in the room with you or something. She's just there. She's available.
But if you think about it, that is a lot more mild than if you're in a classroom where the teacher's literally
always
there.
Yeah, I was just saying,
there.
Like, it would be very easy to just, like, Google it.
Yeah, but
like, you just don't tell your parent about the rule, and then you just
Google
that's
why,
it, and it makes it very easy.
But that's why it teaches you self-control, you know?
For
you
reference, neither of us do Google it. We're both
pretty not at all.
Not bad students. Well, yeah. Bad grades, maybe, but good students.
We've had good grades so far.
You have. My grades are okay.
Those are okay. Well,
I get mostly
thing.
B's.
Here's the thing. The grades you are getting right now, well, the grades you got last year, you weren't in high school yet, so they don't matter at all.
Yeah, essentially, this is the year when grades start mattering. Yay. I said that really loud to me. Yep. Yay.
Luckily, one thing that does come out, the one downside to homeschooling, though, is if you go to online school afterwards, you might not be used to grading right away, because luckily the year before I went to high school, I did online high school. My parents did enroll me in another online class that introduced me to like critical gradings and stuff. So I know some people who when they started online school, they were not used to any of the standard grading criteria. So
yeah, one of the problems with some sorts of homeschooling is it becomes a little bit difficult to introduce people into. I think one thing that is especially difficult is essay writing.
Well, my mom is like tremendous at writing, so she kind of taught us to she taught us early on to write decent essays.
Our mothers have that in common.
And same with you. Yeah, so you're very good. Like, both of us are pretty good at writing, I think.
I'm not the best at writing essays. I'm pretty good at writing just, like, random crap. Like,
yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I know this
is
useless for any life experience, but I...
Huh? As far as using, like, as far as not having a bunch of random typos and, like, using correct grammar and all that, you know?
My biggest problem, to be honest with you, I'm fine at writing, but I couldn't name, like, what participles are. Like, I know how to structure a sentence, but I couldn't tell you what everything is called. Like, I'm not the best at that.
Yep. So,
but that doesn't really matter.
Yep. So, one thing that really helped me with writing is, this is really interesting, learning Latin. Learning Latin really helped me with English, which is so interesting because I didn't learn, what I did is I did not learn this, like, the all like a participles in the English language. I learned them in Latin so that I could learn it in two languages at once and learn like all of it at once. So I didn't
one thing
just...
that really helps with learning the structure of grammar is learning other languages, I think, because grammar is very important when structuring other languages, so you have to figure it out how it works there, and that does apply to the English language.
Yep.
I took Latin for a couple years, and I hated it. I couldn't get it in my head. It's not my thing, so I stopped. But sadly, I have to take it for another 4 years, because the high school I'm going to is very, I don't know what the word is, but we have to take Latin.
Yeah. Well, I've been taking Latin since I was, like, 8, so.
Bruh. Well, that's crazy, bruh. Wait, now that I think about it, I started taking Latin. I stopped taking Latin in 2019. I think we did it.
You started taking it in like when you were like.
I think I was like
11 10. Or 12. 10, 11 or 12.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But when I was really younger, I did, of course, learn like. I did take an English class. I did take like the basic structure of English language. Like I learned about run-on sentences
I did too.
And all that. But. The only when I was around 11 or 12 years old and I really started learning Latin, I finally actually understood what writing is and what the English, like, how all languages share the same common rules, and you really just need to learn one language in order to learn the basics of all of them.
I've never been ever good at languages because... I don't know, the way my brain works, it's just hard to take in, like, all of that. I say the phrase, the way my brain works, a lot. I find it hard to take in, like, information in the way languages are taught. Like, I'll learn the words, but then I'll forget. My big thing is I'll be able to remember what words mean, but I have problem with, like, especially Latin, like, the not clauses, the case. No.
What?
Like the different, like, endings, like O-R-A.
Like mechanics.
I just have problems with all the little extra bits that you have to add on to words, like, to get tenses and stuff and structure sentences. Like, you have to put, okay, like, certain endings on, like, direct objects, and I'll screw that up all the time. I can't, like, remember it, no matter how hard I try.
Do you mean, like, the syntax of Latin?
You're just saying weird words that I don't understand.
Like, okay,
but that's
fine. Okay, sorry. The syntax is, like, it's like the arrangement of the words.
Not necessarily the arrangements, but, like, the like, finding the right ending for a word when it's, like, masculine, third person, or whatever.
Yeah, there are a lot of rules. Just, Latin.
I bet
is,
money I get a bad grade in Latin.
Latin is both the language of rules and it is the language of exceptions. It's both the language of rules and it's the language of exceptions, which is really annoying sometimes, because I learn this rule, I'm like, oh, that's simple. Then I'm, like, translating a sentence, and then my mom's like, no, this is an exception. Like,
well, that's the worst thing ever. There's exceptions to every rule.
Yep. Kind of like,
it's so bad.
Yeah, a lot of the exceptions are logical, but a lot of times they're not. There's that way because sometime in Roman time, like, Roman times were different, so something changes.
It's horrible, it's horrible, yep. It's horrible. But yep. Speaking of memories and, like, remembering things, this comes back to nostalgia, which is what this episode is technically structured about. How do you remember things? Like, how do memories take forms in your brain?
So, I usually remember things by just, like, I have to think about this.
Not, okay, like memorizing things, like memorizing, like, Latin history, or something,
I mean,
but, like memories of,
like,
your
forming,
life. How,
like,
do they manifest?
Memories, right? I'm just trying to, I just have to think back to remember quickly.
Like, a lot of times,
usually
I don't remember
I'm,
a lot before,
usually
like,
how
I turn,
I'm feeling.
Like, 8.
Usually it's how I'm feeling at that time.
Like, yeah,
certain,
it's
like,
for
like
me,
certain
it's like
things,
emotions and then, like, just, like, snippets, like, snapshots.
Like
I don't have a photographic memory, but it's, like, I'll have, like, an image that I associate with a certain time.
Like, for me, there. So this is, like, when I think of me being really young and me not, like, having no, like, just not caring about anything and just being happy, it was when I was at my grandparents'. There was just one, like, tub of toys, of pool toys, because they had a pool in Florida. So they had, like, this like, toy fishing rod, and I was obsessed with it. It didn't do anything. It was just a fishing rod. But I don't know what it was. I think it was just the colors. I just loved it. And when I, like, if I just think back to Florida, going, like, visiting my relatives, that's, like, the first thing I think about. So, I think it's mostly just how I'm feeling at that time. Just, like, feeling at
a
certain memory.
Yeah, I remember, like, I'll remember, like, emotions. And then I'll also remember, like, specific images from, like, time periods.
Right.
And then one, I'll remember, like, events, but I won't remember it, like, I won't remember what I was, like, seeing or stuff. I'll remember, like, oh, yeah, that happened. We used to do that. And then there are things that we did a lot, and I'll just remember that we did,
like,
them.
Snippets.
I'll never remember, like, a specific time.
Because, like, this happened today. This is funny. A few years ago, we went to this one restaurant. I don't remember the restaurant, but my mom told me today that it closed down. And she told me about the restaurant, and I just see a snippet of me eating pasta that was at that restaurant. So I don't remember the restaurant, but I remember that I ate pasta at that restaurant.
I guess
the pasta
going
was
to Taekwondo and then eating pizza.
What? Sorry.
I just recalled a random memory of going to Taekwondo and then eating pizza.
Taekwondo. Oh, you guys used to take Taekwondo. I remember that.
I did, yeah. I made it to green belt. There was one time, another memory I have of that, this is, like, an actual memory, is you have to do, like, the forms and stuff to get up to the next belt, like, specific, like, processions, not processions, like, orders of moves through, like,
I guess monkey,
in an order.
Gorilla, goblin, cheetah,
it has
snake,
nothing to do with animals.
Python.
But,
doesn't?
Like, we had to do that.
Is that racist?
And I would have gotten my next belt. I would have gotten my next belt, but you have to say, kia! At the start and at the end, and I didn't say it at the end, so they wouldn't give me my belt.
Okay, wait, how old were you then? Were you, like, 12 or something? 10?
Like, 11, 10.
Okay,
probably.
That's evil.
Maybe
that's
younger.
That's so mean.
Maybe younger. It might have. It was. I was very upset.
Yeah, that's just mean. Come on, especially like you could. No, you could have just pretended that you couldn't speak. That would have been perfect.
Except I'd talked to the teacher before. His name was Mr. Bill.
Okay, then pretend that a time traveling gull arrived at your front door, cut out your tongue, and fed it to his wife.
What are those books that are like comic books about like the gulls? It's like
Horrible Histories.
Asterix.
Horrible Histories.
Somebody in Asterix.
Oh, what was it? It's like you wouldn't want to live at this time.
No. That's a different series. Like you wouldn't want to be a blank is a series.
Yeah.
But there's a series of like comic books, like
Horrible Histories.
Horus and Asterix. Omulus and Asterix. How is it? What is it?
What is it called?
Asterix the Gaul, maybe?
Asterix and the Goths. Asterix the Gladiator. Asterix and the Big Fight. Asterix in Britain. Asterix and the Nomans. I remember that.
I don't know. Is this it?
Yeah. It's like the little Viking guy.
Yeah. This is what it is. That was fun. I used to read those.
Yeah. I used to read another Viking comic called Hagr the Horrible.
Hagrid?
No, Hagr.
Hagr?
Hagar. Hagr the Horrible. It used to be a weekday and Saturday comic strip. We used to get the newspaper. So I used to get the newspaper. Newspapers are no more. So there were mini comics that were like a single strip. So they were like three panels. But then the Saturday comics had around six panels in all. So if you Google listeners and Connor, what you do is Google Hagar the Horrible, and then every black and white one is one that was on a weekday, but then the colored ones are Saturday comics. They're much longer.
There's a colored one. Hagar the Horrible by Dick Brown.
Yeah, I lost.
Wait, is that his name?
I'm getting so much nostalgia looking at this. It's just the
Red Shirt Woman. You'll love being a part of our crew.
That's his
it's
wife.
It's really like a family. Now I'll take you to meet the daddy. Okay. Hagar, this man wants to join us. Good, we're looking for a man not afraid to brave stormy seas.
Connor, that's not a woman. Not afraid. That's his best friend. He doesn't speak. Huh? That's not a woman. It's his friend, and he's a guy. The red shirt person, that's not a girl.
Well,
I remember him so well.
A man not afraid to fend off deadly dragons. A man not afraid to face bloodthirsty enemy armies. So, will you join us? Yes, I'll help you find that man. That's not funny. Didn't laugh.
Well, here, let me find. There are some really good ones.
You know what's a good comic strip is Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes is the best. I've read every single comic strip. Okay, no joke. We have these three big books made up of every single Calvin and Hobbes comic strip, and I've read each of them like four times.
Bruh. That reminds me of another random memory I have of one time I was at a friend's house, and we read some, I saw Calvin and Hobbes, and I associate this memory in Calvin and Hobbes, because we were like in their attic or something, and I told a story about a purple gorilla.
Nice.
Have you heard the story of the purple gorilla?
I have not heard the story of the purple gorilla. Do tell.
It's kind of long.
Don't tell.
I mean, it's not too long. It's like
then do
five
tell.
Minutes, maybe.
Then do tell.
It's a scary story.
Then don't tell.
Do you want to be afraid?
Don't tell, then. I will like scary stories. I'm kidding.
It makes you feel better.
Do tell,
Should
then.
Should I tell it or no?
Do tell.
It's not actually scary, though.
I know.
It's pretty lame. And long story short is a story about a guy who gets stuck in an abandoned house, or in a house with a creepy old guy, and the guy says, "Don't go through this door," and the guy goes through this
door.
Oh, wait,
sorry, no, I do this.
And there's a big cage, yep. And in the cage is a purple gorilla, and the guy lets the purple gorilla out on the guy whose car broke down, and the purple gorilla chases him, and he thinks he's going to die, but then when the purple gorilla catches him, he's like, "Tag, you're it."
Yep, I remember that. Okay, like a few years, like I think it was like a year or two ago, I was at one of those cast parties for our theater group, and
This is what happens. We tell these dumb flipping stories like the Mecha Crane.
And someone told that story. I just felt so underwhelmed.
It was probably me. I've told that story so many times.
It's a very underwhelming story. One of my personal faults is that I've always been terrible at telling stories. I always either put too much detail or not enough detail, so it just falls flat. I'm trying to think. I know there's an example of me. I'm just going to tell a quick story. This is probably one of the stories. I've told this story in, like, no joke, 20 times. It happened at
me as well. I tell stories and then they fall flat.
This story happened at my older brother's birthday party. He was having a sleepover. He had like
this story.
10 or 12 friends over. And, you know, it was like 12 a.m. There was no curfew in our area because it's safe. You know, we just go over to this park. It has an epic hill. It has a huge hill that you can go sledding on in this.
Is this the park that we used to like always go to?
Yep, it is.
And then they ruined it.
So we were just on top of the hill telling ghost stories. There was this one story that used to be knocked around a lot called the janitor story. I'm not going to tell it because I don't know the story. I forgot the story. All I know is it's very bloody and I've heard it like 30 times, but I've heard snippets of it 30 times. It's kind of like a legendary story. So we were just on the top of this hill telling ghost stories and we see this car just at the bottom of the hill. So one of my older brother's friends is like, hey, imagine if they just got out and chased us. And then these guys blink their lights at us. Then they drive away. Then they circle back. They park. And they blink their lights again. So now we're like, okay, this is a bit weird. So, you know, we're just on the hill. And then at a certain point, we just decide to, because this car is just at the very bottom of the hill, and it's just there, no other cars are around, so we just decided to, you know, just move away for now, because even though this area is very safe, the area we lived in was very safe, you know, no area is perfectly safe, so that was our reasoning. So, you know, we just start making our way down the hill a bit, and I pissed my pants. This was so scary. No, I didn't actually do it.
I've never heard that part of the story.
No, I didn't actually piss my pants, but I was screaming my head off. This was so scary. So suddenly the lights turn off and the doors open and like five figures with zombie masks get out of the car and start chasing us. I was screaming. We all were screaming. We're terrified. So we just...
Wait, how old was he turning?
What? My older brother?
How old was he turning?
He was like... Yeah. He was like 13 or 14.
He was turning 14. Okay. So like my age.
Yeah, around then. So we were terrified. I mean, terrified. We thought we were going to die. So we just book out of there down the sidewalk. That's what's going to happen to me with all my lead poisoning. And this is probably one of my...
That's a joke, by the way.
This is probably one of my lowest moments.
You trip your friend, so
no,
you escape.
No. I was like 10 years old. When I was running down the hill, I saw a toad. I picked up the toad.
Did you throw the toad at them?
No. So we were running. These guys were chasing us down the sidewalk. People may think this is fake, but no joke, this is real. Okay,
I've definitely thought this was fake before, but I've just come to believe it.
So. Okay, no, it's actually real. Just ask anyone.
Well, I believe you now. First time you told it, I probably thought it was fake, but you've told it so many times that I just can't think it's fake anymore.
So we're running, and I see this toad on the bottom of the hill. So I just pick it up and run away with it. I'm just running.
You saved the toad.
I saved this toad.
You're like, oh no, they're gonna get this poor toad.
And that's exactly what I thought. I'm just running away with this toad. And these guys
that toad from its family.
These
Jackie.
Guys are chasing us, and then I'm running along the grass, and I trip, and I lose the toad. So I'm dying, and then these guys are chasing us. They run past me, and then we run for like a few blocks, and these guys are chasing us. And at a certain point, they clear off. My sister thought it was a good idea to put on rollerblades, so she spent like a few seconds putting on rollerblades to get away. We were all so stupid.
That'd be a good idea.
But these guys had like zombie masks. It was terrifying. So then we get
like switchblades or something.
I think so. I think one of my friends said that one of them had a switchblade, but I never believed it. I will say, talking to these guys at that time, each of them had like a different take on the story. So one of them said that they like took a rock and threw it at the guy, but it bounced off the guy's mask. Another person said that one of the guys in zombie masks came up and said, "I'm gonna kill you." Another one said that they pulled a switchblade, which I don't know. I don't think it's very likely, but you know,
your version of the story is, I stopped to save a toad and then lost the toad.
I had the toad. I was running along with it, but I lost the toad. I was on the grass looking for the toad, and then I just booked down the sidewalk again after everyone. And the funny thing is, I was faster than all.
What if they got you? I stopped to save the toad.
I was 10 years old. They were 14 years old, and I was still faster than them. So,
I'm very happy to announce that for our entire lives, he's been faster than me, but I'm finally caught up.
That's because you're having mega growth spurts, and I'm still like way shorter than you.
He's 2 years tall, older than me, and I'm taller than him by a good like 2 inches.
Yeah, and your legs are much taller. My legs. Okay, I used to be like Speedy Gonzalez at like soccer. I'd be faster than everyone, but now that I haven't grown,
it's
in
very
a while,
upsetting. I was always very upset because you were very fast.
Now that I haven't grown in a while, I'm just at the same pace, and I'm not getting any faster. But I want to get faster, I'm just waiting for my summer growth spurt next year, and then I'll be good. So,
Jackie, the way to get faster isn't to have a growth spurt. The way to get faster is to get in shape and work out a lot.
But I do
run a lot.
I run a lot. It's just that I'm just not getting faster because at my height,
I'm going to go for a run when we abandon this episode.
So
probably.
So back to the story. So we're running along the sidewalk, dying. At a certain point, they clear off. We run back. We call our mom to pick us up. She picks us up.
You went back to the hill?
No. We didn't go back to the hill.
Okay.
So we just were on the sidewalk. We called our mom. She picked a bunch of us up. Luckily, because I was the youngest person, I was the second.
Wait. She left some of you there
because we didn't have enough people. Okay, mind you, there were like 20 of us there. We can't fit 20.
There was one time we had like 14 people in your car.
Yes, but like six of us were left there. Luckily, because I was the youngest, I had to be taken home. And everyone else just ran along. So we get back to the basement. We were sleeping in the basement because our basement was pretty big back then. So it was a good
obviously
place.
Sleepover. Where else are you going to sleep?
Yeah, it was like we were able to keep a bunch of bodies down there. That sounded terrible. So
you might have been bodies if the zombie men caught you.
Yep. So we get back. We call the police. Some of the kids there were siblings, and they had a cop as dad, so they were freaking out and wondering if they should call them. So we call the police. The police come over, and they basically tell us that these kids have been like jumping in front of cars and stuff and going crazy. And, you know, we kind of got interviewed. I will say we kind of got interviewed by the cops. I was younger, so they didn't take what I said seriously. I said they had zombie masks, and they were chasing us around. And they're like, okay, sure. So then another one of the kids, he was like, 14 at the time, so he's like, no, seriously, that's what happened. And they're like, oh, okay. Oh, seriously, okay. So that's it. That was the story. But that's really not the last situation we've had with cops at birthday parties.
I remember one time we were at your house for the 4th of July, and the cops got called on.
Because we were like we had like sparklers and poppets and stuff. Okay. But no joke. We at our old house.
Before you continue, where do you think the frog is now?
I have no idea. I might have stepped on
Jackie, they might have got him. They might have got him because of your failure. He might be dead.
I failed to save my toad. No. No, I don't know what it is. I see this toad. At this time, I was obsessed with animals, as I said last episode. So I was like, toad! So I grab it. I just scuttle away with it. So that's not the last time the police...
How have you never told me that part of the story
I think I've kind of been embarrassed about that.
Dude, we've been friends for like years. How have you not told me that before?
But that's not the last time the cops have been called at our house during birthday parties and stuff. Another time, so we had this one neighbor who was extremely stuck up. They were extremely rich and they hated us.
Karen.
Oh, extreme Karens, except the dad was the Karen and the mom was chill. So So
that's the worst, when one neighbor is chill and one is like super mean.
Yep. But
not that that's ever happened to me, it just seems like, but like the worst.
they would freak out if like a soccer ball got on their lawn or a stick got on their lawn. They would freak out at us. So one time we were just like,
yeah, I seem to remember being afraid of like hitting stuff over your fence, like.
Yeah, well, okay, I think every single kid has a fear of hitting things over their fence because they feel like their neighbor will
freak out. Oh, I'm
still
afraid of hitting stuff over my fence.
Yeah, so
like,
so what? So another time we were just in our front yard. We were thinking of going for a walk or something, and then the cops get called and say that we're being too loud. Like, it's a neighborhood. We're not being that loud. It's like 10 o'clock. You know? I don't know. Our neighbors were pretty stuck up. Now they're chill. We moved a few years ago, and our neighbors are Polish and chill. Polish neighbors are
It's interesting.
Best. They're awesome.
Because
especially, okay,
you moved, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Because
I still sort of classify your house as your new house in my brain for no reason.
I don't know. I'm kind of used to it. On moving day, I never knew what our house looked like till moving day. I always got left behind because I was working or something. I never got to see what our house looked like. So before we moved in, so the first day, it's junky. It's like it has like 70s, like 70s. Walls and
yeah, it did not look great when you guys
looked,
like right after
pretty terrible
in.
But luckily over the years we fixed it up and it looks good now, I think. But back to our neighbors are so chill now. You can like run along their yard or something, kick a soccer ball, whatever the heck you want to do, and all our yards connect, so because there are no fences around here. Our neighborhood actually, it doesn't allow fences. You're not allowed to have fences.
If you want to have a dog, are you not allowed to have a dog?
Yeah, but you have to have like an electric fence.
Why?
What? Why?
It seems like it's your property. You could get a fence.
No, but it's like because it's like the what's that group? What's that group who like controls the neighborhood called? What's that called?
The council.
Council of the neighborhood.
Isn't that actually a thing though? Like the town council.
It's something like that, but they say, but this isn't a town.
That sounds a little
bit
ominous.
This is an area.
We must consult
this is like
the council.
This is a small estate area, so.
It's a very nice area.
It is a pretty nice area, yeah. But after, they're all Polish and chill. They're Polish and chill. That's all I can say about it. But they don't really allow fences because they think they like everything to be kind of the same. Not stylistically the same, just they don't like the idea of places being closed off with fences. So,
yeah, the way your neighborhood works is very strange. It's, like, very strangely organized, but also...
Very different.
Like,
it's very unique.
It does look... I think the fact that there's no fences makes it look better.
It does, but here's the thing.
Our neighborhood, we just live on a block with, a billion other houses.
But what we do is because we still want privacy. We've always liked having our house... We've always liked privacy around our house, which is natural. You know, you don't want your house to sound the open. So we're growing hedges on every corner of our house except the front. It's awesome. We have like they've been growing since the time we've got here, and they're
like out of the one window I can see from my bedroom, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, almost 8 houses.
Yeah.
So why are you showing me the filing cabinets?
Sorry, my mouse just died again. I do have like a weird filing cabinet with like everything. Like it has like, I don't know how many drawers is that? 2, 4, 6, 8. 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 31, 32, 33. We have 33 cabinets. What? I mean, 33 drawers. Why did I just count all the drawers? What's wrong with me? We have 33 drawers, and each of them has a different job. And half of them we don't ever use.
I'm trying to think of stories I can tell in relation to what we were just talking about. You remember when we came over to your house for that pool party after we saw Spider-Man?
Oh, that was awesome. Oh, that's like one of...
That was so much fun.
No joke, that's like one of my favorite days of all time.
Well, that was a great day. It was so much fun.
There are certain...
We saw Homecoming for the first time. That was the first Marvel movie I saw in theater, and it was so good.
Yeah.
And then
we
come up... I think it was my brother's birthday or something, but we went back to your house, and we had like a pool party.
And pizza.
Because you used to have a pool.
It was cool. Yeah, we used to have a pool. It was a good pool. I like that pool. I'm sad it's gone.
RIP.
But there are certain days from when I'm younger, or even like a few years ago, which I just classify them as some of my favorite days of my life. You know,
let's hear some.
When you think
some days,
when you think about it, each year you have like one day that is just so much better than all the others, And even now that I think I'm 16, I think, what the heck? I've only had like 16 and like unbelievably amazing days. I've had great days, I've had amazing days, but not like I only have like 16 days, which I can classify as perfect days.
What's your perfect day from 2020?
2020. Zero. I've had no perfect days. To be honest,
what's your perfect day from 2019?
I can't really think about that. I'd have to really think about that.
What's your perfect day from 2018?
Probably the pool party thing.
That was in 2017.
That was in 2018.
Spider-Man Homecoming came out in 2017.
That was in 2017. See, Connor, that's what I'm telling you. I told you. It's in 2017. I told you. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
There are also certain, like...
moments.
Weeks.
Weeks.
It's interesting.
I've heard... Okay,
I've had... think of some great days.
It's kind of like some vacations. Like, last year we went to California for a vacation. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, but... It was probably like my favorite vacations. We went everywhere in California. We went like to Hollywood. We went to San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara. Okay, I was so hyped. So I think I already said this a while ago, but I love Psych, the TV show, and I was so hyped to go to Santa Barbara so I could see places from the show.
Was any of the show stuff even there? Was it all real? Or?
There was one part that was there. And the one part that was there was the front of the police department.
That's kind of cool.
But it wasn't even a police department. It was like a bank or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I've seen, there's a couple shows where they have like cool like monuments. Not monuments, but like locations that aren't actually like real.
They filmed like the rest of it in Indiana or something. I don't know. That's a random state.
Yeah, they'll usually take a building and they'll use that building as the exterior, and then the rest will just be filmed on a soundstage, probably.
If you think about it, filming movies, like finding locations must be one of the hardest things for movies. Because you have to like jump around from so many places. Like most houses, if you have like different houses in a movie, most of them probably aren't even in the same state. You're just glugging down water in front of me, bro. Take a break.
Yeah. One time we were at like a hotel, like I don't think we were staying there. It was just a cool like landmark hotel or something. No, wait, I don't know what I'm talking about. It was in Chicago, as we know, because that's near where we live. And I saw the hotel where they filmed Batman where they filmed part of Batman versus Superman on the top of it or something.
Nice.
So that was cool, even though I've never seen Batman versus Superman.
I have it. I honestly. Not that impressed with
pretty
it.
Pretty bad.
I know it has it.
It's pretty bad.
I know it has its following, but I've never really been impressed by it.
Are there any movies where you just or TV shows where you just love to see where they were filmed?
Not sure, but there are a pack ton of movies and TV shows that I wish I could see again for the first time.
Like what? This comes into nostalgia.
Let's think. Any Christopher Nolan film. Chernobyl. Let's think. Godfather. Can't think. What else? Doopity doo, doopity doo.
So, what would be the movie or TV show that you associate the most with nostalgia? Like, it's a nostalgic movie for you to watch.
Star Wars VHS. That always broke. No joke. It kind of was like a workout to get those VHS tapes to work, because a lot of times you have to like rewind them, then the tape would stick, so you have to like just like fix, you have to like push it back in, and then finally it works. It was kind of a workout.
Nice.
Yep. And also,
I associate the most with nostalgia?
Also, Winnie the Pooh.
TV wise.
I also think Winnie the Pooh. I was a Winnie the Pooh addict.
I'm going to come back to this, but I think the most nostalgic show that I can associate myself with is probably Ninjago.
Ninjago, yep. I ate that show up as a child. It's just one of those shows that just seems so perfect. It's basically the epitome of having no cares when you're younger. Just Ninjago comes on, you know?
Ninjago as a child was so good.
Yep. I also, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you guys watch this as well, but you guys watched VeggieTales, right?
Not like ravenously, but yeah. we did watch it.
Yep. I know they changed the animation a while ago, and it ticks me off because it looks lame, terrible. It looks really bad.
It doesn't look terrible. It looks pretty good, but...
The animation? Not the animation itself, but the characters look so bad.
It's just not fun compared to what it used to be.
Like,
I think my favorite one, at least, I haven't even seen this one, but my favorite title is the Lord of the Peas.
Editor's note. It's Lord of the Beans, Connor. Lord of the Beans.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to look...
because it's funny.
Let's take a look at this new animation quickly. Oh, yeah, that looks bad. Nope. That looks bad. Take a look at Larry. He's not even a cucumber.
New veggie.
He is one color. Cucumbers are not one color. That is not Larry the Platypus. I said Larry. I just said he is
Larry the Platypus.
I just called him Larry the Platypus.
Old Larry is a lot darker than new Larry.
Yeah.
It's a lot darker shade of green.
Well, he looks better because he actually looks like a cucumber.
I think the new Larry is more appealing to the eyes, though.
But he doesn't look like Larry. He's not as cute. Old Larry looks like Larry. He just looks like Larry.
The best VeggieTales movie is We Are the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
We are the pirates who don't do anything. Larry Boy.
We just say, oh, Larry Boy, yes. That was
the
good
Adventures
one.
Of Larry Boy.
Jeez, you sound a lot like Larry.
Do I?
Larry,
do I sound like Larry?
Say Larry Boy again.
The Adventures of Larry Boy.
Just the Larry Boy part.
Larry Boy.
You know what's a fun movie that I just had strange flashbacks to is Free Birds.
Never seen that.
It's a movie from 2013 with two turkeys, Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson, traveling back in time to the year 1621 all feathered friends from ever becoming holiday feasts.
I have not seen that movie, but I've seen bits of it on live TV, I think, around Thanksgiving.
Oh, you should watch it. It's actually kind of fun.
I think I've seen it.
Well, kind of funny.
The reviews are terrible.
I liked it as a child.
I think most people. I don't think a child has the ability to dislike a movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's a scary movie.
Sometimes I look at dates on movies and I'm like, how is this movie 7 years old?
Okay,
that movie's half as old as I am.
Do you know what the darkest moments of my childhood were?
What?
Goosebumps. I hated Goosebumps. They terrified me. They
like the books or like getting them on your arms.
No, the Goosebumps TV show.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen the TV show.
Like I used to watch them a bit when they were on because my older siblings liked them, but they terrified me. They're not even scary; they're just gross, and they terrified me. I thought they were just so unhappy. The entire show just seems like this like hormonal teenager stuff, and I hated it.
Did you watch the Jack Black movie of it?
Yeah, I actually liked that a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I remember being kind of scared of it, but I was like,
okay, it's nice. It's not scary at all. It's really not. It's less scary than the other one.
It's really not scary, but I was like a 9 year old. So,
but it's less scary than the TV show, which is
again, I was a 9 year old.
Yeah.
But I remember just being creeped out by the scary doll.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Slappy?
Yeah, Slappy.
He's creepy. Like, there's one episode that terrified me that I had nightmares of is where Slappy gets his hands on a chainsaw.
Oh, God.
So he's just walking around with a chainsaw with jump scares and flashing lights with strobe lights everywhere. It's bad. Yep. What the heck is that?
I'm just making strange noises with my mic. I was going to cut them out, but now that you mentioned them, I'll have to leave them in.
That sounds scary. That fit the mood. That sounded scary. Anyway, honestly, I honestly think I'm getting really tired right now, and my voice is hurting because I've been talking all day. So
we've been recording for about 2 hours now.
Yep.
So I guess we will see you, I'm going to say Thursday.
Tuesday? Because
I think so.
Yeah, Thursday.
But... Next, we will create the backlog. So I am going to go to bed early and go to school tomorrow, even though it's actually Wednesday.
It's a feat.
That's okay.
To you guys, it's the day before he goes to school, but to us,
to you guys,
it's the
day
week
before,
before
I start school. So I'm going to go to bed.
It's almost a week before for you guys. For us, I mean.
Yeah. So if it were the day of, let's pretend it is, I'm going to go to bed, get some rest, and I have to wake up at 6:30 a.m.
Editor's note. It's less than 12 hours away as I'm editing this, so wish me luck. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you guys for listening.
Goodbye, my childhood. Hello, suffering.
Nice. That sounds very happy.
I know, right? Well, we went through nostalgic times from our past. That reminds me, one time we were at your house, and do you remember that weird golf tournament? Like, we had like a mini golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I won.
One sec. I'll be right back. I got to grab a trophy.
Oh, you don't tell me you still have that. No. Don't tell me you still have that. Don't you. No, I can't believe.
One sec. I'm on the other side of the room.
I can't. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you still have that. How do you. No. Guys, no. This can't be. No, Connor. No. How do you still have that? No. Why do you still have that thing?
There it is.
Why do you still have that thing?
It's literally just a gold plastic cup.
Editor's note. There's a picture of my 8-year-old mini golf trophy linked down below. So if you want to go see the dumbest thing I've ever saved, go down there and click that link is what I meant. I mean, clink that rink. What am I saying? Click that link. There we go. Back to the episode.
That you got from like 8 years ago.
It's been on my shelf for 8 years, bro.
Why is it there? I remember I won that. I won that golf tournament thing because I used to golf, but
I won one too, apparently.
Everyone got a trophy because there were no losers when you're 8 years old.
Oh, I hate participation awards.
It's terrible.
They're horrible. Like, I've got a desk and it's kind of covered in trophies, but as I look at them every day, I realize they're almost all participation awards.
Now that I'm a fencer and I've thrown out all of my old like soccer trophies and all that, so my fencing trophies do mean something because you only get them if you win a tournament.
I do have some trophies that mean something. Like I have, it's mostly runner ups and like participation trophies
like for
that
music?
I haven't gotten rid of yet.
You like for music?
But I've got a couple like medals that I've won for music.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's a cool medal.
Those are the only ones that really matter to me. And I've also got a couple trophies from like, as we've said, we've been homeschooled, but we had this co-op we were part of where it made like a weekly thing.
Oh, I remember. Oh,
called,
that
like,
was
CCM
so
or something. So much fun. It got kind of lame in the later years. But
yeah, when we left,
I got a couple trophies for memorizing literally everything.
Did it get lame when I left?
That was the start of the decline, but there was one year. So there was this one year when I was stuck in the same situation, and it was after 4 years, and it was a 4-year program that repeated, and I was stuck doing the first year again. I hated that year, but then they started every year having a class attached for older people, so that was fine.
Yeah, I wish I did that because I completed all 4 years of that, and then you just continue, and I'm like, well, what are you doing? You just completed it. Why are you doing it again? And then you guys had like some sort of writing class or something with it.
Yeah, this small gold cup is so dusty.
Yeah, it's collected the dust. Half of those are probably your skin, or probably 10-year-old Connor's skin cells.
I literally haven't touched this in 8 years.
Nice. I can't believe you still have that. Anyway, we should probably just cut off now.
I'm gonna go to sleep and wake up bright and early.
Yep. Anyway,
so,
peace.
That is our nostalgic past, and I have another memory of having water balloons at your house.
We did do okay. We did do a.
Oh
of
my goodness!
Balloons.
I just had the most nostalgic memory ever. Do you remember when we used to get in like water balloon fights?
Yeah.
And then we'd make butt marks on the driveway.
You tell that. I'm not going to embarrass myself. I remember one year.
We would get all wet, and then we'd just sit there all wet on the driveway in hopes of getting, like, wet. Like, we still had pants on. We weren't, like, mooning the driveway or anything. But we'd make butt marks. Another nostalgic thing. You remember those games we used to play, like, in our basement?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay, okay, okay.
How did we almost forget these?
My time has come. My time has come. So, we used to... So, when we would go over to your house, you guys had, like, an off... Like, I don't know why we chose to... I don't know how we thought of these games. We had, like, a few games that we just made up at your house. One of them, which is my personal favorite, is called Guess the Ghost. I have a younger yes. brother, and you have an older brother. And what we do is, so... One person would be chosen to stay outside and guess who's under the blanket. We had this, you guys had this huge white blanket, and...
Editor's note, picture of that link down below as well, so check that out as well. Yeet.
Oh, I could literally go get that blanket right now.
Don't do it. There's no, still down there's there. No point to do it if you can't see it, so...
Yeah, I know.
It's
I
a
know.
Legendary blanket. It's basically the blanket of our childhood, so...
I think we might have used it to wipe up an overflowing toilet once, though.
It is no longer the blanket of our childhood. So what we do is we take this huge white blanket. So three of us would go into the bathroom, and either one of us, two of us, or all three of us would get under the blanket, and the person outside of the bathroom would have to sit on the sofa and guess who's under it. And who? And it was amazing. It was a great game, actually.
Because it's like, pretty good for like a small child to like think of. Like we were like 8 or something.
Because like,
right?
But because like, well, like it did have strategy. You'd have to look at the height. You'd have to look at like the speed. You like if you see someone.
And you'd have to think about. Like, you'd have to look at socks and feet if they were available. And yeah. You'd have to think about how tall you wanted to be when you came out.
Because like,
and you could have to make it look like you were two people, maybe.
Yeah, like that's one time. Okay, this was amazing. One time, so. I know one time like both of us. We're under the blanket, and like you made it look like all of us were under it, and I used like my hands to look like feet behind you. Do you remember that? It's so, like my feet were on the ground, your feet were on the ground, and then I had like I put my hands on the ground behind it, so it looked like there were more feet, but they couldn't clearly see it. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
So
kind
then,
of.
Like it looked like, and then he guessed. Your brother guessed that all of us were under there, and we were like, yes, we got you. Oh, that's epic. Then another game we had was probably the lamest game and the most uncreative game, where it's called Santa Claus, where one of us is chosen to be Santa Claus. All of us just go to sleep. All of us...
Oh, first we'd have to sit on his lap.
Yeah, tell him what we
and
wanted.
And tell him what we wanted for Christmas.
And then all of us would like go to sleep on your sofa and then wake up, and what we do is we take off our socks, like put it on the ground, and what he'd do is he'd like... go around and give us a bunch of random crap that's from your basement in our socks. Right? Or he'd try and find, like, something.
Yeah, he'd just literally put crap from our basement in our socks, and then we'd spend, like, 10 minutes pretending it was, like, what we wanted.
But the point is, you have to try and find, like, the thing closest to what they want. So you get, like it is actually a pretty creative game, you know? Kind of like, you say, I want a reindeer. So then he finds a Santa sleigh. Or like a random Lego reindeer or something, and he puts it in your sock. You know, it was actually pretty creative for us. Then another one we had was like Mr. Grouchy Pants.
Yeah, it was like Mr. Sour Pants.
Mr. Sour Pants.
It was based off this game called like Quippy or Qwerty or something.
Don't remember.
I don't know. We still have the game, but it was like one guy would have to be like the grumpy old man, and essentially everyone else would just have to like avoid him or something.
Yeah, and then be like asked like. Like, be like, hey, can I do this? And you're like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't know. It was two out of the three games that we played were actually pretty ingenious. I thought they were actually pretty good
games. Guess the Ghost was the best one.
Guess the Ghost was so good. Because, like,
I'll never forget that.
Because, like, a lot of times, I know, like, one time, like, we tried to do something, like, you had, like, a chair in your bathroom or something. And we made it.
Why was there a chair in the bathroom?
And we made it. And we like put socks on the chair legs, so it looked like someone was under it. And we put it under the blanket. And one of us hid behind the chair and pushed it along as the blanket was on top of it. Do you remember that?
I honestly don't.
You don't? Okay, but I'm pretty sure.
I was a lot younger than you, so I don't remember as much of this stuff.
Yep. But another, I know there was also like some fun board games we used to play. There was like an alien.
You know what we used to play a lot? This isn't well. Actually, finish your board games first, if you remember.
I don't remember any of it. I just remember we used to play a really fun board game, and I'm getting really nostalgic.
This
right
is
now.
Not relevant to like us, but like one board game that like this is just something that's nostalgic to me is like over the years, like every year We'll play the board game Risk with our cousins, but it's only Lord of the Ring Risk. Lord of the Rings Risk.
I've never.
We play it every year, and every year it slowly gets more sweatier and more try hard because we all are getting much older.
That's kind of us, but with Monopoly.
One time I cried because they stole my port.
I've never played Risk. I've never tried to learn Risk because I've always, I don't know, just it just looked always kind of boring. But
it's kind of fun.
But
the main games we'd play are Risk, Monopoly, and like Ticket to Ride.
I am a try-hard Monopoly player. I am very try-hard. I try so hard with Monopoly. I know one time I convinced like my mom to sell me Boardwalk. I don't know how I did it. I gave her like all my money except $1, and then I won it all back because she landed on one of my places. So then bankrupt her. But I try so hard to Monopoly. It's kind of weird. I also play.
You know what Clue. We used to play a lot?
Clue. I play Clue a lot. I love Clue.
Not a board game. We used to play Ghost in the Graveyard a ridiculous amount.
We did do that.
That was our favorite game as child. Yeah.
We also played one. I also remember, we used to play in our basement, right?
Yeah, we would play Ghosts in the Graveyard inside.
So here's the thing. We had when in our old house we had a pretty big basement. It was a pretty big basement. So we had tons of furniture down there. So we'd choose. So you could literally just play Ghosts in the Graveyard in it. Or we also played one called Zombies in the Dark.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like reverse Ghosts in the Graveyard.
Yeah, it's reverse.
You know what? It's weird the amount of random memories I have of your house when I didn't even live there.
Yeah.
It shows you how long we've known each other.
Yeah.
And then there's that park that was the same park with the hill with the zombie men and the switchblades and the toad.
Yeah. The toad.
To always go to. That was the park we always went to.
Yeah.
And last year or something, I hadn't been there in ages and I had a soccer game there or something.
Oh,
and it
no
was
way.
Bruh.
Oh my gosh. They changed the park.
It changed so much.
They changed the park a lot.
It's very sad. They removed all the good equipment and they put in a bunch of lame equipment.
Yeah. We used to play a lot of Man and Wood Chips as well.
Oh yeah. Back to the co-op. I don't know if you were in it this year, but there was one year when after that co-op we'd just play Man and Wood Chips every week.
I'm pretty sure when I was in the co-op, I think we did that as well. Because there was a park.
Man and Wood Chips.
There was a park nearby that the co-op place. And we used
to. Do you remember that one time we were at that park and there was a baseball field and we climbed up on top of the shed and behind a metal fence?
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was,
I remember
the
that.
Most risky thing we'd ever done.
Yeah, we thought we were so cool. We thought, oh, look at us. We're breaking law. We're trespassing onto a baseball field. Look how cool we are.
And another weird thing is after that, I had a soccer game there as well.
Yep.
Actually, no, that was actually where we had one of our first soccer practices of all time. Actually, the first soccer practice for my club that I've been playing on for 6 years that I ever went to was at that park.
Anyway.
It's so interesting that over the years we've done so many. And there's random things that I remember. Do you remember Volleyball Club?
Volleyball Club. Did I do that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You mean Tennis Club?
No, we've already talked about Tennis Club. Volleyball, it was a volleyball, it's, you know how we used to be a part of homeschool soccer?
Yeah.
It was homeschool volleyball.
Okay.
It was ages ago, I can't even remember if you were part of it, I don't think you were.
I've never played, the only time I played volleyball is with one parent who tries very hard at volleyball, you know what I'm talking about, it's at the same park, and they gave us nicknames, Sleepy. And slurry.
Yes, that was so much
so,
fun.
It was
it. That was so
this
much.
This was
fun.
At I don't know. It was at an end of year party at a park or something. And I don't know exactly what it was.
Well,
for.
Those end of year parties were so much fun.
Yeah, but so
except for actually, you tell your story first. But I've got another really good story from those end of year parties.
So one time, oh my gosh, we had so many of those. Oh my god, I'm getting really nostalgic right now.
That's the point of this episode.
So,
we're forcing nostalgia onto ourselves.
So. One time, one of the parents brought a volleyball net, and they are tryhards at volleyball, and they're awesome. They're
not in a bad way, in a really fun way.
They're awesome, but they get pretty serious about it. So they were on our team.
Tryhards are the best.
I'm pretty sure you, your brother, my brother, me, and another one of our friends were on the same team with the guy who tries really hard, and each of us got a nickname because we were so bad at it. My brother was Sleepy. because he always missed the ball.
But it's like in a nice way.
Yeah, it's like it was like, funny. Come on, Sleepy, move, move, move. It's like that. But and like someone was like slowpoke. Someone was like, it was like I don't know, like Chipmunk or something. I don't know. They were
the guy is great. The guy who gave us all the games is great.
Yeah, but
that was hilarious.
What was the story?
I've got a story about those parties. You were there.
Oh, wait, before you say it, remember the merry-go-round at that park?
Oh my gosh, they took it out, right?
No, it was still there. There was this...
Oh, well, they at least replaced it.
Okay.
That was so fun, but so bad at the same time.
So, there was this... So, at that park, there was this merry-go-round that, like, if you could get, like, 10 people to work at it at the same time, it would go laser fast. And we used to, like, be on it for about an hour or so, just killing ourselves.
Legit, I think I've probably thrown up more than once after getting off of that.
I've hurt myself a lot on it, but I just keep going back to it. And
it's
then,
so easy to fall
and
off.
And then, like, one thing, this is probably one of the stupidest things I've done. When it's going, like, really, really, really fast, and, like, everyone's pushing
Please tell me you didn't try to jump on.
No, I wouldn't do that. What I do is I put my feet out, hang on to the bars at the side, just hang on.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
Hang on for dear life as I spin around.
The chase.
Like, my entire body's out of the merry-go-round. It's not a merry-go-round. What's it called? It's like the spinny flat thing. It's like a flat disc on the ground that spins extremely fast. But you have to push it. Is that called a merry-go-round?
We'll just call it a merry-go-round. It's like a disc with, like, railings, like, an asterisk.
It's a merry-go-round, but without the horses.
Yeah, it's got, like, an asterisk of railings in it.
Yeah.
And there's no top.
Right.
Carousel? I don't know.
Not a carousel.
It just spins.
Yeah, it's a spinny
thing. So at those parties, I remember one time, we've had so many parties there. Oh, my gosh.
We should go there again.
But, like...
That looks over. I'm gonna go there again.
Totally.
Friends.
But, like, there were cookies.
Oh, I remember this.
I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go get some cookies. I finished my dinner. I'm gonna go get some cookies. So I see Thin Mints, and as a child, I loved Thin Mints. Personally, I like the coconut Girl Scout cookies more now, but that's a different story.
And that's an
unnecessary What's your favorite
details.
Girl Scout cookie? Before we keep going,
coconut macaroons.
The best ones are the coconut, like, chocolatey ones. I can't remember what they're called.
Oh, like, I like, okay. Girl, do you mean, like, the Girl Scout, like store-bought Girl Scout cookies? Like, those ones?
Like, have you never been sold a Girl Scout cookie?
No. There are no Girl Scouts in our area. No Boy Scouts.
Oof.
Yeah, but,
well,
yeah, go with your story.
Girl Scout cookies, everyone knows, like, the biggest one is Thin Mints. My favorite is, what are they called?
What's in them, like
the caramel delights?
Samoas, dingus, they're Samoas.
I don't know, but I go
Turkish delights,
like coconut chocolate caramel ones. I don't know, but so I go and I see Thin Mints and I'm like, yes, Thin Mints. So let's preface the rest of this story by saying I am deadly allergic to peanut butter.
Very allergic.
And that's all you need to
Extremely
know.
Extremely allergic. And my
and these Thin Mints.
Let me say this.
We're not Thin Mints.
Let me also say this. My brother's shirt suffers from your allergic reaction. My friend.
Yep. Let's just say these Thin Mints were not Thin Mints. They were peanut butter cookies. So I eat it and I'm like, well, frick diddle, that was peanut butter. And so the first thing I did, instead of telling an adult, was go up, you know that little, like, rock wall, like, mountain thing where you can, like, sit at the top?
Yeah.
I, like, climbed up that and, like, sat like this being afraid for, like, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And then I went down and I was like, Nami,
I have peanuts.
I think I ate a peanut butter cookie. I wasn't that young. But, like, so then I proceed to spend the next, like, 30 minutes laying under a tree, dying, barely able to breathe. My mom has called the ambulance at this point. What I'll never know is why she didn't stab me with the EpiPen.
But then you threw up on your shirt and you went to borrow my brother's
shirt.
Actually,
now that I think about it, the EpiPen wasn't necessary in that situation because the paramedics were there pretty fast.
But then you threw up on your shirt and then you went to borrow my brother's shirt for the rest of the night.
And then I threw up on his shirt as well.
I just love your concept.
So here's how it happened. I got in the ambulance and I started like vomiting all over.
And then
you're
like,
sorry if this
did
grosses you out. And I couldn't breathe right.
Did
and
you
I
puff
had, like,
up at all? Did you puff up at all? Or
yeah, I did. Oh, and I had like a rash inflamed. And stuff. What happens? The first warning sign is my tongue gets itchy.
Oh,
it's
that's
a weird
worse.
Feeling. But like, so I throw up on that, and then I'm like, your brother. I'm not gonna expose him. Can I borrow your shirt? This was actually the guy, if you remember when we had Jeopardy, this is the guy who hosted Jeopardy for us.
Yeah.
I borrowed his shirt, and, well, Let's just say I was fine for the rest of the night, but then I got home and threw up mac and cheese. I had to go to the hospital.
Yep.
And I remember when I was in the hospital, all I did was sit, and I had like a tablet of some sort, and I played some sort of Toy Story game while in the hospital, and they gave me applesauce.
Did my brother get his shirt back ever? Don't.
I honestly have no
idea.
Don't
tell me you still have that shirt. Please don't tell me.
I got this golf trophy and let me go into my closet real quick. No, I think I gave it back to him.
Yeah, good. Well, what shirt did he
wear?
I'm
not sure if I told him what happened to it.
I'm pretty sure we had like a spare shirt in the car for some reason. Or a jacket.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he didn't take it off of his back and hand it to me. That would be weird. Like, then he would have been shirtless for the rest of the night. I remember the shirt I had like a... the name of like some guy on it. I can't remember.
It was a red shirt. I remember that.
No, it was blue.
No, it was red. Or Brett. Or the,
I
sorry, the shirt
exactly
Brennan.
What it looked like.
The shirt. My.
Oh yeah, the shirt I was wearing was blue.
Yep.
I don't know why I remember that. And then there's the multiple occasions when we've played soccer there, and the soccer ball ended up in the lake.
Oh gosh. There was another.
This park is like the most nostalgic place
there
in
was
my
an...
life. All
okay.
Of a sudden.
There was another weird story with a teenager who approached us. One time we were just at the park with some friends. Not, I wasn't with you. I was with my older brother's friends. He's like 20 years old now. And this one like 28 year old or something just comes up to us with a box of pizza. He's like, "Hey kid, do you want pizza? Want some pizza, guys? Pepperoni. We have pepperoni pizza. We have extra pepperoni pizza. We have pepperoni pizza. Do you want pepperoni pizza, guys? It's yummy. It's yummy pepperoni pizza. You want the pepperoni pizza, guys? It's yummy." Like pizza, don't you?
One time, me and my mom and my brother were on like a thing to like learn about.
So then he gives us the. So one of the guys is like, we probably shouldn't take the pizza because you're a stranger. But yeah, sure, let's take the pizza. So he takes the pizza.
You took the pizza?
But then we threw it in the pond. So it was all good. There's a pond at this park. So
you're not supposed to throw pizza in a pond.
It's poisonous pizza. It was poisonous pizza. Probably.
Exactly.
Okay.
One time, me and my mom and my brother went on a thing where we were like researching mussels for school or something. I can't remember. And some random guy offered us, me and my brother. My mom wasn't. She was like in the bathroom or something. Some guy offered us brats.
Bratwurst. Was this like just
yeah.
a guy?
And then I went to that same place like ages later, like last year for a hike, and I didn't even realize it was the same place.
Mm. Well,
do you remember at the park we've been talking about that tree?
Like oh,
the willow tree
yeah,
with like
there
bees
was a,
in it?
There was a. Okay, this park is like the most epic park ever. It was literally the best park of all time. It had so many things. So there was this epic willow tree way at the back. It was just. It was like in this willow field, but this was like the biggest one, and it was epic. You could climb so tall. You could. It was like. It was big. You could climb really far on it.
Oh, this has been a great episode.
Yeah. Now I'm really tired.
The even funnier thing is this is only the we've only been telling the nostalgic memories that relate to each other, and we've gone for an hour and a half.
No, we've been talking about the nostalgia bits for like 40 minutes, but we talked about like all the other bits. This seems like such a long episode.
Dude, we've been going for an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Dang. Anyway.
I wonder if we'll ever hit a 2-hour episode.
I do wonder. Anyway, I do.
Well, someday we'll look back at this and be like nostalgic about doing this podcast, probably.
Yep, I do think we should probably just end it off here for now. It's getting.
We gotta save some nostalgic memories for next.
Indeed
time.
Indeed, we do. We could make a part two to this. We could make a sequel.
Not anytime in the future.
Nostalgia the sequel. Oh my gosh, this sounds so bad. This sounds so depressing. Nostalgia the sequel. that just makes me want to cry.
Here's my golf trophy. You can stare at it.
I can't see it because Audacity is blocking it.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you guys, and you've heard literally everything about our childhoods and nothing about movies. I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey guys.
Go to
guys,
school.
Guys,
and
guys, guess what? So Connor's last name is
Peace out, nerds.